You're listening to Morning Ireland at 23 minutes to 8, and Darragh Maloney is here now with the first look at sport. Good morning, Darragh.
Claire, good morning to you. The holders Bayern Munich trail by a goal to nil after the first leg of their Champions League semi-final against Real Madrid in Spain. Karim Benzema scored the winner for the Spanish side after 19 minutes. To hand Pep Guardiola his first defeat at Real as a coach, Madrid were restricted to just 20% of possession in the first half and 37% in the second half, but they still won the match, and Carlo Ancelotti's assistant manager, Paul Clement, was happy with their performance last night.
We defended really well tonight. Defended in a 4-4-2. Everyone did their work, kept our shape really well. You know, and we had to defend for very long periods, and the players kept good concentration, both in open play and from set play situations as well.
It's reported today that the Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho has been given permission to rest players for Sunday's Premier League trip to Liverpool. They have the second leg of their Champions League semi-final against Atletico Madrid next Wednesday. Mourinho was yesterday charged with misconduct by the FA after last weekend's Premier League defeat against Sunderland. His assistant manager Rui Faria and midfielder Ramirez have also been charged following the defeat. It's reported in England today that Manchester United are expected to hold talks with the Holland coach Louis van Gaal in Portugal this week as the club step up their search for a new manager. And Liverpool have revealed plans to expand Anfield's capacity by 13,500 to 59,000. In golf, Michael Hoey has made a brilliant start to his first round at the China Open. He's in a tie for the lead on 5 under par after 8 holes. 5 birdies coming in the opening 7 for Hoey. He's leading along with Alvaro Quiroz and Simon Dyson, who are done for the day already after opening rounds of 67. Shane Lowry went round in level par 72. Peter Lawrie and Damien McGrain are both level par out on the course. In snooker, Northern Ireland's Mark Allen overcame food poisoning to beat Michael Holt by 10 frames to 4 in the first round of the World Championships in Sheffield last night. Dominic Dale leads Mark Davis by 7 frames to 2 overnight. And Ireland's Dan Martin finished second in the Flèche Wallonne race in Belgium yesterday. It was won by Alejandro Valverde of Spain, but Martin says he's back in form at just the right time.
Yeah, I knew I was on a good day because every year you hit the first time and you've forgotten how steep it was, the climb. And this year I hit it the first time and it didn't seem so bad. So I mean, I kind of knew it was a good day. But yeah, it's an incredibly steep climb. It's 25% in places. So and it's basically just a drag race. Whoever's got the most horsepower wins. And it's unfortunately, Valverde was a little bit stronger than me today, but it's fantastic to get second, and it shows for Sunday. I'm in really good form again.
In Gaelic games, the 4 Allianz Football League finals take place this weekend. The Division 2 decider between Donegal and Monaghan is on Sunday at Croke Park. It's a repeat of last year's Ulster final, which Monaghan won. So do Donegal have a score to settle on Sunday? Here's star forward Paddy McBrearty.
There isn't. Things didn't go our way, last year at all, and through injuries and whatnot. But the day we played Monaghan in the Ulster final, that day, they were fully deserved of their win. They were outstanding. The level of intensity they brought that day was unbelievable. So we've got one up with them this year. We beat them in Letterkenny in the third league game. We're happy where we're at. Our first objective at the start of the year was to get back up in Division 1, which we've done, but it'll be an extra bonus now getting back up as champions and getting momentum leading into championship.
In rugby union, the newly crowned Ulster Bank League champions Clontarf beat the Barbarians 43-42 at Castle Avenue. In swimming, the Irish National Championships begin at the National Aquatic Centre in Dublin at 9:45 this morning. Squash on the first day of the Irish Open at Fitzwilliam. There were wins for Ireland's top two lady players, Madeline Perry and Aisling Blake, and for the men's number one, Arthur Gaskin. Finally, badminton at the European Championships in Russia. Chloe and Sam McGee advanced to the second round of the mixed competition. They'll play the world number 4 pair from Denmark in the next round. And Scott Evans won his first round match in the singles draw.